Welcome to the SBCN podcast, a production of the Small Business Community Network, brought to you by Brad Poulos, small business coach, entrepreneurship professor, and author of the Small Business Operator's Manual, a guide to running your small business profitably.
Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockwell-Jenner here with another SBCN Small Biz Podcast. And as you know, the Small Business Community Network likes to invite our members on the show so we can introduce them to our listeners and basically they can share with us, you know, some of the challenges they go through and, you know, why they got into that kind of business. I have a really lovely guest on today called Kevin True here. And if I'm saying his name wrong, get him to say it, because to be honest, I've just recorded it three times and I'm useless. Sorry, Kevin. And Kevin is a mortgage. Yeah, you can laugh. It's okay. Our listeners love laughing. So Kevin is a mortgage agent with DLC, Evolve Mortgage Group. Hello, Kevin. And you were laughing. It's fine. I am terrible. I think I got your last name wrong. Let me ask you, how do you pronounce your last name?
You know, it's a question I get asked quite a bit, but I don't mind it. I've happy to answer. So Kevin Trujillo.
And the
way that I tell people to say it is, so break it into three words. So the first part is true.
Yeah.
Trujillo. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for putting up with me. I've known you a while now and I couldn't even get that out. It's because I'm from England, you say. I get names wrong. Also, it's a very unusual name. What, you know, is there a history to the name? Where does it actually, you know, start off from?
Well, there's a few different Trujillos, I guess, across history, but I'm not related to either of them. There's some Trujillos in Colombia, I believe in Venezuela, and from where I am from, El Salvador. Unfortunately, one of the dictators in our past was Trujillo as well. But I don't believe I have any relation to any of them, just the name.
Yeah. It seems funny. It's a funny history. Like my husband, Dave, who's one of the co-founders of the SBCN, on chat, he used to call himself Dave OJ. And many, many years ago, there was a famous person, wasn't there? I don't know what his first name was, but he used to call himself OJ, didn't he? And he got himself into trouble. Was he was he a basketball player? I don't really know. We don't need to know who it is. But, and then obviously, you know, when I married Dave and I used to call myself, well, I still call myself Linda OJ, he related. I go, no, completely different name. Because people make assumptions. It's funny that.
It's very true. It's very true. But yes.
Well, what I like about you, it sounds like you come from a very dreamy, exotic place. It sounds like there's beautiful trees and gorgeous water. And I understand why you guys left or your ancestors left, you know, and came here. But, you know, it just sounds absolutely lovely. So basically, why did you become a mortgage agent? Because I would have thought it's very hard work.
It is hard work, but it's, and I'll tell you my story a little bit, but, you know, the main thing that kind of drove my decision making is I wanted to use my skills fully and use all of my best attributes, if that's fair to say, and, you know, be able to help people, right? So I actually graduated from university in a business program. And I thought I was going to be an accountant. Mm-hmm. And actually, that's kind of what I did for the first about, you know, decade and, you know, one or two plus years in there. And that's what I was doing, finance and accounting. Did a few different companies around town. And last job I had was the University of Waterloo in their research department. And then, you know, I was getting a little bit older. I got married. Oh. And one day my wife, who I love very, very much. she knows me so well, she knows me so well. And Linda, we've talked, I brag about her very, very much. Right. So, you know, she pushes me and she asks me deep questions. And one day she just suddenly asked me, you know, why do you do, you know, why do you do this as work? Like, why are you an accountant?
Yeah.
And I mean, it doesn't sound like a very deep question if I'm being honest, but she did kind of start something, right? Started getting me thinking about stuff. And so my answer at the time was just like, I don't know. It's just kind of what I've always done since university. And, you know, it's a good job, pays well. And, you know, I was pretty, you know, I was pretty content with it. Mm-hmm. But she asked me because she knew that I didn't have a true passion for accounting. It's not that I didn't like the job. Mm-hmm. It's not that I didn't, you know, enjoy doing it, but it wasn't, I didn't have my full passion into it. Right. So she kind of knew that, and she started, you know, directing our conversation into this way of like thinking about, all right, if it's not your, if you just always done it, why don't you think about some other stuff? Right. And she said, use your skills. Right. And I said, okay, what do you mean by that? And she just said, well, you're good at numbers and you're good at, you know, explaining, you know, complex financial situations to people. And then she also said, but you're also very good at just talking to people, building relationships with them, building trust with them. Mm-hmm. And so use that skill. Use that skill as well. So I did my research and, you know, looked at a few different career options. And I landed at mortgage agent because I found that it kind of mixed those two skills that I really have them strong in, which is, you know, the math and the number stuff, and also the building relationship part. And now that I've been doing this for a while, I just wish I had started doing it a lot sooner because I feel so fulfilled in my career. Obviously I'm able to take care of my family as well. But you know, I'm able to help people, give advice, financial advice, whether it's, you know, obviously with the mortgages, but we, you know, we are licensed to do quite, just give financial advice when we can, when it's appropriate. So yeah, I just feel so fulfilled with that. Like I enjoy, you know, just talking to people, getting to know them, building relationships. And, you know, through that journey, we met.
Yes, we did.
And one of the things that struck out to me, like I remember the first time we met, you had just come back from a cruise. I believe it was the day before or maybe 2 days before. You and Dave kind of came back and you just said, oh, we just kind of came back. And I remember going home after that networking event. And I kind of told my wife, hey, I met these people and they just kind of came back from a cruise. She seems so lovely. I want to definitely get to know her better.
And
you reached out to me. Well, you reached out to me and we had our first kind of conversation. And the thing that really struck out with me, and people that have met Linda will know what I'm talking about. You just started, you know, it's like we had already met. It's like we already know. So it was very comfortable and easy to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I knew, I mean, I had researched your company a little bit. So I knew you kind of had the SBCN, you know, networking group or small business group. Mm-hmm. And I thought that you were going to lead me in that direction to become a member, but you never brought it up. And that actually was a huge, huge thing for me because I, you know, as you network and as you meet people, everyone's always trying to sell you things or, you know, talk about their businesses and how, you know, you can use their services. Right. Mm-hmm. But you didn't do that. And that struck out to me so much.
That is so good to know.
You know, I didn't make the decision to join the group. Because I wanted to, you know, do some other things, try out some other stuff. Mm. But at the end of the day, I realized oh, no, I'm definitely going to join the group, but I'm not going to do it right away.
No.
And well, a couple months ago, I decided to do it, and now I think I've known you so much more better. Your story is amazing. You're very successful, and I'm very happy to be doing this podcast with you, because I think that both of our audiences, our listeners, can probably take away some stuff from us. I kind of went into a different direction there, but
this is supposed to be about
that's
you,
kind of my story so far.
You know what, my darling, that's so lovely for me to hear, because you've joined a community. Think of the Small Business Community Network as a community of people who all need something, need some help, or to be pointed in the right direction. Even though Dave and I do, you know, a lot of the stuff, the benefit stuff, what you do, Kevin, and you do this very well, you look around and you think, oh, I'm going to talk to that other member or someone who's come along who's not a member. And then you're connecting and making your own community. And that is what networking is mm-hmm. all about. And it's fine if people want to sell to us. I have no problem with that. But it took me a long time to know that the best thing to say is, you know what? I actually won't be able to use your product or service at the moment, maybe down the line. Or if I meet someone I know, I can pass on your information. But you've done everything right, because I do not like people who join any organisation or spend any money at all without looking into what's in it for them. And you're a mortgage mm-hmm. agent, so now I'm bringing it over to you. I know that when you deal mm-hmm. with your clients, you could get, I don't know what it is, you could get paid, commission, whatever it is, but it's not all about you, Kevin. It's about what's in it for your clients. Am I correct?
Yes.
There you
go. Absolutely. It's one of those things about, you know, this career that I've kind of chosen. You know, what's the motivation behind it, right? And I've always tried to help people. I always try to be a good person and just kind of give advice. And I always did that in a way, but I never did it, you know, in this context of mortgages, right? Obviously, when we're talking and I'm working with a client, you know, we get to know them very, very well, or I get to know them very well. Mm-hmm. You know, they share some very personal stuff with me. And, you know, I respect that when they do that, because I know when I was going through my whole process of buying my first home, I kind of didn't know what I was doing, yeah. right? So I wanted to make sure I can guide them along the process. And, you know, it's not just when they buy the home too. Like, I also stay in contact with them. And, you know, if there's ever a situation that, you know, they need to refinance or a renewal comes up, you know, they call me sometimes and I can kind of give them advice as well, right?
Oh, yeah, that's really lovely. You are a very authentic person though, Kevin. And unfortunately in business today, we've got to be so careful, because there's, mm-hmm. well, in the olden days, it used to be, you know, the people knocking on your door and trying to sell something to you, and there's no trust there, this stranger at your door. Now we have strangers on social media and strangers at networking events. So your consistency, I really love the fact that you didn't rush and join our organisation, and you took your time to find out as much about it as you could to see it would be good for you as well as us, because being part of our organisation, you're helping us by you help the other members as well. It's a knock-on effect. But for your clients, you're obviously there for them. And by getting to know them, they know you are really interested. Plus, the confidentiality of the, you know, the stuff they're telling you is very important. You know, when you started this in the beginning, how did you find your clients?
So, you know, they kind of tell us, like, you always want to talk to your immediate group, right? So that's who is it? That's your family. Those are your friends. And you just, you know, have the conversation and tell them, I'm now a mortgage agent. I'm giving this a try. And now if you know anybody that can, you know, use my services, whether they're buying their own home or, you know, they already have a home and they just kind of need advice on what to do for, you know, their renewal cycle. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I started, and you know, it's a lot of, you know, calling, a lot of phone calls, a lot of, you know, kind of catching up with people as you know, life kind of moves on. You're very close to certain people, and then you may drift away, and then mm-hmm. you come back and you drift away, and we're kind of in this cycle, right? So that's kind of how I started off. But you know, I realized very quickly, and you're a networker, so you know what I'm talking about. You have to build a group around you of other professionals, right? And so I started to look into that. I started to, hey, how can I build relationships with other small business owners? How can I get to know them? At the end, you know, what drives the success in my business is referrals, right? Yeah. So I'm always asking for referrals, but at the same time, I'm hearing what they are doing, right? There's insurance agents or insurance brokers, and there's financial advisors. I need to be contacting real estate lawyers, you know, all these kind of things. You realtors, oh my gosh, I almost forgot about the most important group, the realtors, right? we have to build this relationship. I have to kind of get to know them. And then as I build that relationship, the business will eventually start coming in, right? So I kind of, whenever I talk to someone who's new in, whether it's mortgages or anything else, really, my advice to them is, you know, you got to build a relationship. You got to get to know people. Yeah. Don't just ask for business. No, see how you can help them. And I guess another, to bring it back to this group, I see that a lot in this group that of small business owners that you've kind of assembled, right? There's great people in there, getting to know them very well, and I hope to be able to help them out one day too.
That's awesome. And also, there's another reason why it's good to get to know the people who you're going to be working with and referring, because let's imagine you refer a stager, a home stager. Okay, now we haven't got a home stager as a member. We'd love one. I mean, we don't believe in competition here. We know you all work together, but I'm using a home stager because we haven't got one as a member at the moment. So you refer a home stager to one of your clients and you don't know as much about them and haven't built the relationship, they could really ruin your relationship by doing a really bad job. See?
Yes.
So it's not just about feeling comfortable. Very true. Sometimes people get a bit offended, maybe on LinkedIn, if they connect with me and we go private and they say, well, if you're not interested, could you refer me? And I always say, well, yes, if I come across someone. If they ever try and push it, which some do, unfortunately, and say, well, you've got so many connections. And I say, well, I don't know you. You know, it's like getting married to someone if you do it properly. And some of us don't do it properly the first time, but anyhow. You've got to get to know the person you're going to marry. You get to know your doctor, you get to know your dentist. So why don't we get to know the people we're going to be referring to our clients? Because it could end up a bad thing for you. So I'm quite amazed and trying to find the right word. I'm very impressed with you, because it's hard to take it slow when you're in a new business. You know, it's like I'm building a house, but I don't care if it falls down. I just want to build it now and get as much money as possible. But you're building the strongest foundations. And I do believe you and I were at our chamber. Well, I know it's my chamber. I think it's your chamber as well, one of them. The Cambridge Chamber of Commerce. Yeah. And I'm sure you got talking to a guy. And I didn't really talk to him that much. And next thing I know, he's become a member. So, you know, those things happen because you know me and you said something nice about the SBCN, and now it's a revolving door, isn't it, really, when you think about it?
Well, you know, like I remember, I know you who you're talking about, like it was a very genuine conversation I kind of had with him. He just asked me, you know, we're at a social event, so there's obviously a lot of noise, a lot of people around. I could kind of sense that he wanted to ask me something. So I made a point of myself to like actually, you know, give him my full attention. And he said, you know, I'm looking for some groups. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh, well, here's my experience with some groups and here's, here's this and that. And I told him a little bit about you, and I didn't tell him about like everything you guys do and everything you and Dave have done, but I talked about you and I said, she's great. Like is very genuine. And you know, let's just, if you want to check it out, come check it out. And then you can kind of make the decision on it. And I didn't realize that he actually was going to become a member as well I saw your email later to say that he was going to be a member. But yeah, no, but I mean, he just, we had an honest conversation, and he took away some positives around it. And I think that that's something that I don't know that I'm doing, but I guess I am. When I hear someone needs something, right, I try to help them out, right? If they need a dentist, like, okay, where do you live? I might know some dentists around the area. You know, food. My wife actually is a very big, she's the food person in our family. So she actually has a Google list. This is so funny. She has a Google list of, you know, restaurants that she's gone to, and she's gone to like a big range, and she categorizes all these restaurants into, well, unfortunately there's a reject pile. There's good, but not great. And then there's one that she's like highly recommend. So if someone's asking me for like, even, hey, where can I go for dinner or something? I actually pull up her list.
That is so cool.
What kind of food do you like? Like, is there a specific, you know, cuisine or anything like that? She's like, no, this. And then I just kind of go down her list and I only look at the ones that she recommends.
Now, what you are doing, you are turning networking into something that people find fun, people find beneficial. It takes away the scare factor because, and again, if people want to sell to strangers, I don't mind. But people like you, Kevin, and some of our other members, actually all of our members, to be honest, you've got loyal clients who either stay with you for the next X amount of years, but if they don't for whatever reason, then they refer people to you. It's about loyalty, and because you're being loyal to people by sharing your experiences in different organisations or your wife's ideas about where to eat, you're a very, very authentic person. I think this is why your clients like you, because as soon as they get to know you, what I do find is I think you're helping yourself as well, because you use some social media platforms, and even if they're not yielding sales now, I think you are doing a great job of encouraging people to know who Kevin is, if that makes any sense.
And actually, you know, that's something that I'm still kind of working through, but through our conversations, like, I realized that, hey, that's actually an area of weakness for me. I need to become more, you know, be on social media a bit more. So I've actually taken away a lot of that stuff from you. And I'm trying to change my perspective of, like, I can't use social media to make sales, but I can use social media to build my brand, right? And I think that's a perspective change that I needed to hear, and it came from you. And I think that if anybody else, you know, everyone that's listening here, Linda is really, really great at explaining that kind of stuff. But the social media aspect, It's not a quick thing. It's going to obviously take some time, because building a brand, especially a good one, is not easy. It takes time.
So, Kevin, you've got a really good feel for social media. I will caution anybody listening that it's not something that takes over your life. You shouldn't be there all the time on social media. You should mark your calendar where you've got an empty space, hopefully. And obviously, you know, look at who you're connecting to and why, and basically tell stories versus, you know, sales. But it need only be once a week, because the kind of work you're in, Kevin, you've got better things to do than to, you know, be on social media all the time. But what I really want to know a bit more about before we close this wonderful conversation and you get back to work is, the company is not familiar to me, but it sounds like an awesome company to be associated with.
Yeah, so the brokerage that I'm a part of is Dominion Lending Centers. And for people that might know how brokerages work, there's usually a lot of franchises for brokerages. So my specific franchise, our name is DLC Evolve Mortgage Group. We are just moving away from our national brand, DLC National, into our own franchise. And yeah, no, it's been a great experience. It's our there's about 80, maybe 60 agents, I think, or at least around that number, across Ontario. And there's you know, that's a really great group. I was very lucky to kind of join this group, and I'm learning quite a bit from my colleagues in this group, right? So yeah, no, it's been a really positive experience for me.
That is so cool.
And then,
sorry, I was just going to say, you obviously feel comfortable there, because I had a conversation with somebody else about this recently. If you don't gel with the organisation you're working with or the team, it can be a bit awkward, but you obviously have been welcomed and are really gelling with them, which is awesome, Kevin.
Yeah, well, you know, it's any job, you're always working with people, and every job, you know, typically has people that you're working very closely with, right? So you have team members and other colleagues. I just feel, you know, pretty lucky to have been introduced to my mentor, and he brought me in, and, you know, his team is actually relatively small compared to that 60 agents on the franchise. But you know, we've already spent like Christmas together.
Aww.
We've already done some. He's had us over to his place, and you know, we're getting to know each other even more, right?
That's like lovely.
There's kids running around, and it's great. It's a kind of team that I really really enjoy working with. So I'm very lucky.
I'm so happy.
But this job itself is sometimes it can be very lonely sometimes, and I think that's one of the biggest things, or the hardest things with this industry. You know, you might be part of a brokerage which is relatively large, but you yourself are by yourself, right? You're the one that has to find your clients, you're the one that has to make the sale, and you know, walk them through the whole process, right? But it's yourself. You have to sell yourself. You have to do everything yourself. Yeah? You have to do your branding, your social media by yourself. So that's one of the complaints I kind of hear across, you know, these kind of roles and jobs or careers. You know, and luckily I haven't felt like that. I do not feel like that's been my experience, which is good. It's just, I guess I'm kind of lucky. And you know, when I talk to other agents, I try to, you know, give them advice too and say, hey, you got to find a team that you work with, that you work well with, right?
Yes.
You can call them and they'll be able to help you out.
Exactly.
For those tricky situations.
So, you know, we're going to have to continue this with another story whenever you get a minute in the next few weeks, Kevin. But what I'd love to know now is, for our listeners, is you work primarily in one area, do you, say Waterloo Region, or can you go outside of Waterloo Region?
So, yes, outside of, so my license is for all of Ontario. So I can do deals, you know, obviously I focus a lot in the Waterloo Region.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I can do deals outside
Perfect.
Of here, you know, anywhere from Windsor to up north if we need to. And then the one benefit I find or a big benefit, that a lot of other maybe agents don't have is because I'm part of a Dominion Lending national, we can do deals across other provinces. There's some complications, so it's not straightforward as you know, me doing the deal with the client, but just having that ability to do things outside of the province is a very, very valuable thing I can give to my clients.
Very exciting. So how do people find you? If somebody wants to contact you, obviously they can come to the SBC and look on the membership list, but I'd rather they come straight to you, Kevin. So do you want to share an email or a website for the company, whatever you feel, you know, would work for you?
Yeah, so I have my website. It's just my name, Kevin Trujillo. So K-E-V-I-N. And my last name, Trujillo.ca. That'll take you to my website where you can contact me. You'll find my contact information on there. You can see information about the company and some of the lenders that we have access to, some of the rates. You can also download my app. through that website, so you can stay up to date on interest rates across different lenders and the different products that they might have. So, but in terms of, you can just search my name. I'm on some social media. I'm on Facebook. LinkedIn is one thing I'm going to be focusing a lot on, and actually Instagram very soon. So,
oh yeah, that's a good one. Also, you can find me there. You've got a very unusual name. So people are going to go, Kevin True something. And Google's clever. AI is clever. They'll find you. Right, Kevin, I definitely want you back in a few weeks. You've got some wonderful stories. And until then, I'll have to say goodbye from me. Goodbye from Kevin.
Forward to it.
And have a wonderful evening.
Thank you as well.